Well, Dr. Tim Salmond is a Tairawhiti-based GP and PhD researcher. His work is exploring how continuous glucose monitoring can support early lifestyle change for people with pre-diabetes and type 2 diabetes. Thanks for your time today, Tim. Good day, all tēnei, and welcome to Wāte. Hi there.
Tim, nice to meet you.
And you too, mate. Thank you. It's been a problem for years, but sadly we don't appear to be getting on top of it. This is pre-diabetes, type 2 diabetes, and the impact it's having on Māori and Te Pasifika peoples, which is significant. Can we look at your research for a moment, please, Tim, and how does it, the suggestion of continuous glucose monitoring to help people recognise their own real-life triggers, tell us more about it, please, and why it's so important that we factor this into the way that we approach the diabetic challenge.
Yeah, more than I doubt. It's really nice to have the opportunity to talk to you and to your listeners. Obviously, as you said, pre-diabetes, type 2 diabetes, you know, they've been there a while. They're actually getting worse as well, unfortunately, around the world, but they do disproportionately affect Māori and Pasifika. What we're doing with my research is we're running what's called a randomized controlled trial. So we're taking a fairly large number of people in Te Tairawhiti. And these are people who will already be coming through what's called a diabetes self-management education program, which is a really awesome program that's co-run between Pinnacle, which is the primary health organization, and also through Diabetes New Zealand. And they've been running this for a few years. And what they've done is they've made it they've localized the program so it's really appropriate for people in Tairawhiti. And what we're doing is we're going to take a bunch of groups of people going through this program, and half of the groups we're going to give one of these glucose monitors to for 10 weeks. And what the glucose monitors do is they go onto your skin. It's pretty much painless, and they leave a little teeny tiny thread just under the skin that measures your blood sugar in real time. And that shows people what their sugar is doing throughout the day. And the cool thing about it is it gets people to understand how their life, how their medications, how their activity, how, you know, the kai they eat, their sleep, their stress. It shows them how these things actually change their sugars. So it's really personal and specific for them. So they get all this amazing education from the team at Pinnacle and Diabetes New Zealand. And they learn about diabetes, they learn what happens to groups of people, but also they get to then see what is actually happening with them. So we see it as a way of really raising autonomy and self-awareness. And I think that's going to be a really powerful combination, those two, the education plus the glucose.
Well, tēnā koe. I'm intrigued you mentioned, Tim, a sort of localized approach to the research. Might you explain that? And I'm curious to know too whether issues of diabetes are affecting rural Māori communities as much as urban, etc. When you say localizing aspects of the research project, might you explain?
Yeah, sure. I mean, so the program that's run by the DSME program, the Diabetes Self-Management Education, that's been localized by the team because they've we have the largest Māori population. It's 56% of Tairawhiti is Māori in the country. So so normally it's a 6-session program, 6 2-hour sessions, each one is once a week. And what they've done is they've added they've got a mihi, so a welcome session. Everyone gets to know each other and know what the program's about. And then at the end they've added a whakawhanaumatanga. They've added a poroporaki session where everyone gets to share their journey. And that allows people to really, explain and make it a two-way street what their journey has been like. So it's a much more inclusive and collaborative effort. I've sat in on these programs as a fly on the wall, if you like, and it's been amazing hearing people's journeys and what really made it click for them. And I think seeing people realize they have a lot more control than they thought, particularly when they get to understand what they're managing. So that's the first point about localizing it. Obviously, rural In terms of statistics, if you're in a rural community, then diabetes tends to be, a bigger problem there too. And so Te Tairāwhiti, I think we're second only to sort of South Auckland region for diabetes in terms of prevalence incidence. So yeah, it does make it more of a problem for sure.
Yeah, interesting, isn't it? Thank you. Your trial runs for about 3 years. How deep are we into it? What kinds of sustained actions or benefits, Tim, are you hoping participants will experience as they gain more sort of confidence in self-management?
Hi. Yeah, we're still about to start the trial soon. So, going through the ethics process, basically I'm running a prototype, so a pilot trial, and the pilot is what I'm actually, aside from just seeing how it affects people's blood sugars over time, what we're doing is we're also, for a group of people, we're offering much more in-depth assessment. So they're getting a whole bunch of stuff that they won't be able to get in the public system. And this is, you don't have to do this if you're in the trial, but this is optional. That'll include things like we'll look at metabolic rate at rest, which is how much fuel and energy you burn while you're just sitting there. And then we'll also look at that during exercise and figure out how fit people are, because in a way, diabetes is on the spectrum with fitness. And so we can use fitness tests on a bike where we measure how much oxygen people use and how much carbon dioxide they breathe out to actually get a really good estimate of how much energy they're burning. So that's a really good marker of health. It's a much more positive marker of health than a lot of other things we look at. We're also going to be doing things like an MRI scan, which is MRI uses magnets. It doesn't use radiation, and it gives very high quality images of the body. And what we're going to use that to do is look at where people store energy in a way that's a problem. So, everyone talks about fat and being overweight and obesity, and those things matter, but we're all different with that. So I have very big people in my general practice who don't have any diabetes or any sign of it. What seems to matter a lot is where you store the energy. So one thing that really matters is if you store energy as fat within muscle or within your liver, around your heart, then those are things that can have health consequences. So we're looking at those directly to see if they get better throughout the program. So in terms of how we measure people, we're going to look at before they start the trial. And then after 3 months, which is after they've done the program pretty quickly, and we're going to have a look at see if things have changed in the short term. But the thing that matters is, to make this something that could be put out there around the country as well as in Te Tairāwhiti as a funded program, we want to see that it matters longer term too. So at 1 year, we'll also look at people. And the idea is, hey, look, you've made all these changes, you've had all this fancy kit. Has it really sunk into your life? Has it affected things longer term? So that would be a really important finding, because it means that it could scale up and actually help people in a bigger way.
Yeah, tēnā koe,
I'm not sure if I
this
answered your question.
it's interesting though. Thank you, Tim. There's some comfort in knowing that others, perhaps even whanaunga from further up the coast, are involved in this study. That it is not only a Māori problem, but if we can crack the nut from a Māori perspective, I'm sure we can assist many others. Obviously, the glucose monitoring is important, but so these Māori approaches, your mihimihi, your porepuraki, so that everyone involved feels like their mana is being upheld. It's something many people sort of keep to themselves, don't they? Their diabetic challenges or conditions. It's not something you necessarily go around advertising, but it would be reassuring for many. To be in the company of others who are experiencing similar challenges, Nick.
Yeah, and you see people come, through the program. You see people, everyone's got a different approach. Some people sit back and listen, and other people, like to tell their stories pretty early. But, it was really great at the Porepuraki session, just really hearing all the different stories. And yeah, you really see that. You really see it. It grabs people, and they make changes. Yeah, it's yeah, and also just the way it's run. It's the coordinator of the program is Kim Tirini, who works for Pinnacle and Diabetes New Zealand, and she's amazing. And there's lots of health professionals. You know, Tai Rāwhiti, I think, you know, dealing with Tao Māori is kind of part of the deal when you're here. And you really, so you really see it, it's a collaborative group-based thing. It's a really safe place to be, but it's also really, you know, people get really engaged. I was really, really privileged to sit in. It's great as a doctor to see what it's like for people and to actually hear their perspective in more detail when you have more time.
Absolutely, Tim. Wishing you well with this particular research, and pleased that as a GP you've chosen Tai Rāwhiti to base your practice or to live for a time. So it goes against the grain. We know how difficult it is to attract good medics to rural New Zealand. So all the best with the study, but we'll stay in touch and see how it pans out. You're underway now, but the study actually runs for a few years, eh?
Yeah, it'll take probably about 3 years to finish, just to get enough people through 1 year of follow-up for each whānau. So it's going to be a big project.
Good meeting you, Tim. Thanks very much. You're welcome back to any time you'd like to report some of your findings. Me koe hoki e te rangatira. Thank you, Tim. That's Dr. Tim Salmon joining us from Tai Rāwhiti. He's a GP and PhD researcher and exploring continuous glucose monitoring and how that might help those who have prediabetes and type 2 diabetes.